Aber nicht nur Klassentisch, auch Klassentisch, in Deutsch.
Okay, so my name is Abhas. I run a company called InfoLinux, and we are a free software business here in Bangalore. So we don't do much about software patents per se, but obviously, being a business which develops software and being a small business at that, software patents sooner or later will impact us if they are permitted in India. If there is a large scale registration of software patents by large organizations in India. So, obviously, we are extremely worried how things would be. So, what I have to contribute here is a couple of things that we would like to do to contribute to this war against software patents and to ensure that even if they are permitted, there are other ways of throttling them and stuff like that. To start with, we would love to be violating software patents if they exist. So if there's any way that we could develop software which violates them and which could get bigger companies to sue us and bring out the company conflict into the open under the judicial context in India, we would be fairly ready to do that. Because I think that would be a good test to expose how simple most of these software patents are and how illogical they are. And well, it's not like we have so much funds to fight these people who would large cases against us, but that's where we would like to depend upon community energy in terms of fighting them. So I don't see that as a big issue. The point is to get someone to sue you and to say that you're violating a software patent. So that is something we would like to start doing. Second thing is, if there is a way to do activism from within so-called industry associations which deal with software services companies or software companies in India, we could attempt to start doing that. I'm sure that's already getting done in so many ways, but if we could contribute in some way, then that is something we can start worrying about. As always, developing free software is a way of creating prior art, so that it gives less incentive to a lot of other companies to lodge software patents. And we've been already doing that, but well, we can do so much more of that in a way to make it more difficult for people to file software patents. Of course, the people who are going to review these patents also have to be good at searching prior art to decide whether prior art exists in the first place. That is one way of looking at it. Lastly, this perspective of small businesses being harmed by software patents is extremely important to propagate to everyone involved in the software development industry. And I think involving the Ministry of MSME in India would be a good way of, for example, getting the Commerce Ministry to fight against the MSME Ministry, because the case for MSMEs is very strong in the sense that having software patents is not going to help companies, small companies which deal with software development to exist. And the Ministry of MSME's responsibility is to promote and protect micro and small businesses in India. So if a part of the government is going to encourage software patents and another part of the government is going to encourage small businesses, I think the small business lobby has to be stronger. Because software patents are going to impact everyone, but definitely the impact on small businesses is going to be a lot more. So, I would say that we should definitely create more awareness about this, and I think this is an extremely good forum to start doing.